Welcome, everyone. It is the NFL Pick'em Show, Points Against the Spread. I'm from the Lingus Mafia podcast. My name is still Kev Manning, along with Mr. Billy Betts, Billy Body.
He doesn't get my name wrong anymore.
No, he doesn't. Huh? I would assume after this amount of time, he hasn't. It's been a while. And does Conan still call you Bill?
I haven't been on his show for a while either, but I'm going to contact him and see if he wants to take us all on, or at least Russo mm-hmm. on to go and promote the show. So that'll be cool. I can't see why he wouldn't do it as a favor.
Yeah. I've done his show. I would assume that he'd get one. I even have Russo on, so that, yeah, I could see that. So we killed it this week, Billy. As we said, never change your pick, but I talked you out of your pick. And So both of our number one picks didn't win, but our number twos did. And it's funny because I know on mine, all my picks, I got only three wrong, and that was my number one, Dallas, the 49ers. I picked New England in that one, and I picked the over in the Detroit game. Those are the only things I lost.
Yeah, I actually officially went 12-1-3 with what I gave out, which was. I think better. I don't think it was better than week one, because mm-hmm. in week one, a lot of one unit plays in terms of what we made financially. This week, there was a lot of half unit leans, trying to be a little bit more safe. But in the end, I wish they were full £100 plays, because they ended up just cleaning up completely. I think the only thing I actually got wrong. The main thing I got wrong, the only big play I got wrong, was the fucking New England play, which wasn't going to be my lock anyway. I pushed on the total for the Packers game at 55. And other than that, I'm trying to think what else. What makes up this three? I can't even remember what it was. Oh, one of the plays is yours. It's not even mine. So I have to give out your play every week, which is Dallas. I didn't want no part of that. I even said on the show that Washington win that game. But I had to do it because that is the system. Mm-hmm. But overall, the system works, because out of the top plays that we've gone with so far, we're now 10-14.
Hmm. 10-14?
Yeah, I have it at 10. I have it at 10-14.
Is it 10 out of 14? Because 10-14 means we're getting fucked. There's no way it's 10-14.
It's 10-4 then.
There you go. I also got the Bears game wrong. I forgot about that because that's on a Monday. But I even Stevened it because I did the under. So that one kind of was a wash. But I ended up, I won three games last second I fucking won. That was Detroit, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh, where, it shouldn't have been. And then I won Tampa, Kansas City, the Chargers, Arizona. Talk about a sweat in your life. And Carolina. So those were all my wins. And they weren't easy wins. They weren't, there was a couple only, but they weren't oh yeah, look, all the ones I won. They were all skin of the teeth fucking. And you know how we're always scared to say, or we don't even like to do, well, I think this team will lose, but they'll cover. I actually did it for the first time and I fucking won that one, and that was Carolina. I just thought they wouldn't lose by 7. And I got that. 7.5.
Yeah, I think this was a really the week that we needed. Obviously, the last couple of weeks, which have been losing weeks, haven't been substantial losing weeks, because I haven't had a losing Sunday yet. Mm-hmm. And as I was having these break-even Sundays, I was chasing the wins one time on the Monday, and then I pushed ahead with Kansas and then blew it with Dallas, mm-hmm. where I took the total and Dallas last week. And then the previous time, didn't even blow it on the Monday. I blew it on the Tuesday, which fucking shouldn't even count towards the week, because it's just some middle of the week abnormal game that shouldn't count. But mm-hmm. yeah, it was high on Buffalo to beat the Titans, and that didn't come off either. So yeah, for the last 2 weeks, I've blown it late, even though it looked like I was having like pretty even Steven weeks. But we've gone back to what we did now for the first 4 weeks, and really like blew it out of the water last week. I couldn't believe it as everything just kept coming in and coming in and coming in, and they were coming in easy, like Tampa won easy, mm-hmm. and the Chiefs won easily, and then the Chargers was a bit of a sweat, but in the end they ended up winning and covering.
So yeah, it took them a while.
I had a massive 100-pound bet on the Bills as well at halftime when they were losing. Just before halftime, actually. I told you to do the same bet, but you were sleeping or something. Oh, and then you text me about, I don't want to lay seven. So you're getting really weird.
Yeah.
Really weird lines, and I worked out what it was. Basically, you're getting the same lines as me, but you're getting a completely separate second half line. So it's just giving you the second half to bet separately. So when it was telling you Buffalo -7, it was the same as the Buffalo -3 that I was getting, because they were down by 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed them to win by, let me just do the maths on this. They were down by 4 and they needed to cover -3. So that does add up to -7 as well. And yours was saying -7 because you weren't getting a 10-6 scoreline. The lines you're getting were set at 0-0. You were just getting individual second half lines, as in every game was 0-0.
And so, that Packer one too. I was like, what the fuck? The Packers are getting 7 points.
The Packers didn't win the second half as well, though, did they?
I don't even know. I didn't bother with when I was like, fuck this. I'm like, what am I doing? So I kind of bailed on that whole thing once I looked at it and I thought it was weird, you know? And because we didn't know what the fuck was going on right from the beginning. So, let's get into it. It is Thursday night, which means there should be a terrible game on. That means it's Atlanta, who is 1-6, going into Carolina, who is 3-4. You know, unless Atlanta has won the game, have they lost last second in every game? Except for the one win, have they just lost barely at the end in every one of those fucking six losses?
We bashed their brains in when they came to Lambeau on the Monday night.
Oh, okay. Then that was the only one that they didn't just barely lose at the end. That's insane. I can't imagine. They could have one loss.
I've never seen that before where the game was won. And he scores and he ends up accidentally crossing the line. And then to make even matters even more ridiculous, with a 2% chance of winning, the Lions still actually win. I had the Lions because that was your second choice
play. Yeah.
I ended up taking that as well. So I don't always take your second choice play, but most of the time, when we introduced the second choice play, that was because we agreed on the first choice play. So I have always... More often than not, been playing both. So, but I liked that one as well. And I also liked it because the sharps were betting it. There was a lot of money on that game as well. And there's a 12-2 record, 26-12 record this year of when sharps bet on a road underdog of less than 6 points. Mm-hmm. It has won 26 times out of... Fucking hell, what did I just say? 26-12. So 26 times out of 38.
Jesus.
Which is a solid trend. So I saw that and I followed it up with you really liking it and saying this team will go be shit again. But the thing is that you also hate the Lions, and you've always hated the Lions ever since I've known you. So I was surprised that you even believed in them.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's my division and all too. I mean, that's where the hatred comes. You go, fuck them. But I'm like... They're a sad... It's one of those teams, it's like, they just fucking always lose. So, you don't have that blood hatred for a team that's always beats you. Or, you know, always is winning. That's a different hatred, because you're like, fuck you already. These ones, like the Browns or something, you're like, who cares? Because they're just always fucking sad sacks. You know they have a good offense. And I'm just like, I'm never dealing with Atlanta ever. And At first, I was like, oh, this is the win-win because they kick a field goal. The Lions lose, but we win. And then he fell in the end zone, and I'm like, motherfucker. And so now I'm like, boy, this is a sad state. I actually have to root for the fucking Lions here to win this game. And I was fine with it because they're losers anyway, so who cares? I'm thinking...
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I have a futures pick on the Lions to win under 7 games. Mm. And it was perfect for me for Atlanta to win.
Yeah.
And Detroit were covering. It was just perfect. Detroit were covering too. And Atlanta were going to win by 1. And in the end, we still end up winning the bet. But that fucking idiot ruined what would be a perfect scenario. And now the Lions are up to 3 wins and I can't have them winning 4 more games. And they've got better. So I'm almost certain now that they will win 4 more games because they look like they're more than capable of winning 4 more games. In fact, they could even easily win the home games in our own division.
I don't know about that. They could beat beat fucking Minnesota. That's it.
They win at home to the Bears, or have they already played that game?
They've already lost to the Bears at home. Thank you. What do you mean they beat the fucking Bears? How dare you?
Didn't they throw that game away?
They fucking dropped the ball.
Yeah, that's what I remember that now.
Yeah, fucking week 1. Let's go with Atlanta and Carolina. I say since Carolina is at home, I would think they win this game anyway. They are not trash. McCaffrey is iffy as well to play again. And I would say, 3.5 Carolina.
No, 2.5 favorites.
2.5 only. You know what? I think I might take that.
Yeah, my rule with Atlanta is that when it's really, really obvious that they're going to lose, like when they're at home, when they travel to like Minnesota and they just fired their coach, just take. So, everybody's taking Carolina, and they should because there's no reason at all. There's no reason at all for Carolina to not win this game. Like, this should be a gimme for them. But somehow, you can just see Atlanta winning because Atlanta have the better players, don't they?
Most if you think about it, if those last second things don't happen, they have one loss, and that's to Green Bay. Every other game lost by the last fucking throw. So they should have one loss. If you think about it, you go, fuck, this is a tough team. So if you think about them that way, but there's that inbred shit where they just are, you know, they think about it. And I think that is in their head.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure they didn't get pasted the week before their coach got sacked?
It's very possible. Well, then we got to say at least 3 wins better. Take 3 off of there.
So yeah, they lost to the Packers and then they had a bad loss. So after they played the Packers, they were at home to the Panthers. So they're playing they only played the Panthers 2 weeks ago, and everybody was taking the Falcons because they were like a pick 'em, and everyone's saying it's a get right game, and they did get right, and that was the one that got their coach fired. They lost to the Panthers by 7. In between those 2 losses to the Packers and the Falcons, they are sandwiched between 2 games that they threw in the bin against the Bears and the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Now they've done another one. They've lost 3 games, which they 100% should have won.
Yeah.
So this should be a...
So it'd be 4-3. If they didn't fuck that up, they'd be 4-3 because they're 1-6 right now. So 3 games, give them back.
Right,
so
okay.
They'd be so-so, I guess. They'd be better than the Carolina fucking Panthers. But I think it is in their head that they're going to choke. I think they think it constantly at the end of the game where they're like, we need to get up by 1,000,000 because we're going to fuck this up. And I think it is fucking stuck in their head to hurt them every time. So let's go with New England, who is 2-4. First time they've lost fucking, 3 in a row? Going into Buffalo, and it's not one of those where you go, oh, good, well, you have a garbage game to get yourself right. Their last week was the garbage fucking team they played. And every starter was out on the fucking Niners. And they got whooped. Cam doesn't know how to throw the fucking ball now. It's fucking weird as shit. But they're going into Buffalo. Buffalo hasn't looked the greatest, but they're 5-2. And I think, you know, you want to stick it to New England for all the years. And I would say Buffalo is favored by, I want to say 6.5.
3.5 points.
I really think Buffalo is going to... See, that is so fucking... See, that fucks with me because I'm scared to death more of the coach than I am the team. And you go, well, if Cam gets back to what the fuck he was when he started this fucking year, this is a very close game, you would think, right? But
nah.
Until he finds himself, I don't fucking... It's like, show me, and then I'll believe you.
I think that you're thinking too much about the Tom Belichick trends where they never lose two in a row.
Yeah, I gotta remember it's a different team.
This team is shit, and his coach is old, and he's...
Oh, you're crazy. Now you're doing the coach is done?
The coach is done.
I was gonna say, my Super Bowl pick isn't looking too bad so far, right? Now getting Antonio Brown too? Woof. That's...
You took the Chiefs and the Bucks.
I did Chiefs and Bucks, which Bucks winning. They have announced 20% they will have at the Super Bowl this year. Not full. 20%. And they will have little pods all over the fucking stadium.
Wait, they're going to be 20% full for the Super Bowl?
Yep.
But it's all the way in January?
Yep. 20% and they're in fucking Florida. WrestleMania is going to be something.
God. But they said that they could have they said that full stadium, but the NFL decided against it.
Yeah.
Well, WWE won't.
I wonder. It's going to be very interesting. I mean, it's fucking April. We got a fucking while. But the way things are going. Philadelphia, they said they just fucking canceled the holidays. They told everybody, don't do holidays. Because it's the most they've had since May with cases. Everybody's like fucking running wild over there, apparently. Tennessee, they're 5-1, and they're going into Cincinnati. I would say Tennessee is favored here, but I don't think it's by like a I would say 4.5.
What was if you changed game?
We finished with Buffalo and New England, I thought.
Because I didn't make a pick on it, that's why.
Okay. Go ahead.
Buffalo.
Okay.
This is 5.5 points.
5.5. And what did I say? 4.5? What did I say?
I think you said 5.5.
Oh. Well, if I did, rewind everybody. What did I say? Cincinnati is hanging around. I am telling you, Cincinnati is 2 years away from being a fucking playoff team and like thinking they could do something. Free agency and some good draft. They are fucking close. Because they do hang around with a lot of this. They fall apart at the end. But they are not a pushover. And when they get a couple linemen, which they just got a guy off of Buffalo on a free agent signing. So we'll see. What are you thinking? I'll still take Tennessee to cover the 5, though.
It's Tennessee coming off a loss. And not like they don't really have that rebound. I don't know. Like,
how's Cincinnati's run defense? Because that's what's going to be.
Obviously, this is a new team in this. Who's entered this top sphere of the AFC? Mm-hmm. Because obviously now this year we have some different teams in there. Because Tennessee, obviously, off the back of beating the Patriots last year. And now they're doing it again this season. So they're going to be a playoff team. And then you have teams like the Patriots now who are dropping out of the picture. But you don't know how all these teams are going to react to certain situations. Like Tennessee didn't start well, but if that game had gone on another fucking 5-7 minutes.
Yeah, no shit.
they would have won that game. Like Pittsburgh didn't know how to handle them by the end of the game. So mm-hmm. It would be interesting if those two teams meet again, because they had a lid on Henry, which was rare, but they somehow couldn't stop Tannehill like throwing the ball at the end of the game. So here, I'm not too sure what to do with this one. This is difficult. I think Tennessee, yeah, on paper, should win it based on what we've seen from them this season. They should bounce back and win.
Okay. Las Vegas, who's 3-3, going into Cleveland, who's 5-2. Vegas on the upswing, obviously not from last week, but this year, they're better than they have been in the last couple years. And you're like, oh, they're not pushovers. Cleveland is a better team, and now without Odell Beckham, they're probably better because he's a fucking distraction of throw me the ball. And it depends which Baker Mayfield you're going to see in this fucking game. I would say Cleveland is favored here, but I would say they're only favored by like 3.5.
Where is this one? Yeah, no. 2.5.
Only 2.5. I think I would go with Cleveland on that one. They're at home.
It's weird though, because everybody picks against Vegas all the time, and some weeks they just show up. I don't know how Cleveland.
I'm more worried about Cleveland fucking up.
They're now without Beckham as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you weren't paying attention to me at all. I said it's actually a plus that he's gone, because he's always the throw me the fucking ball guy. He's a distraction. I think they do better. Once he was gone, Baker's being able to distribute the ball, he's not trying to force feed anybody.
Yeah, but so I don't think anybody going to be taking the angle where that's a benefit, though, that he's not going to be there, like your main outlet. Because he might not have the fantasy stats and all that this mm-hmm. year, but still somebody that you're going to want there.
Yeah, it'll take away coverage and shit like that, sure. But I think Baker's more comfortable without him there mentally.
Okay, I'm seeing like 2.5 for this game. What did I say?
You said 2.5, yeah.
Oh, okay. I would take 2.5. I'll just play the number here.
Okay.
I don't know how good they are, though. Like, if you look at what's the playoff picture at the moment? Are they in it?
Who's that? Cleveland? Yeah, they're only 5-2.
Okay, that puts them in. But from their division, they're third in their division, aren't they?
Yeah, but they could still. There's that extra team that gets in. And yeah. So they're okay still. Let's see. Indianapolis, who's 4-2, going into Detroit, who's 3-3. My big Super Bowl contender, Indianapolis Colts here. I would say Indy is favored. I'll say Indy is favored by 4.
Hold on. I'm using a different thing today.
Okay.
Because and then every single one I go to is come back out. This and
after that is your game, so you can get a head start.
Yeah, after everyone I go to and I'll come out of it, automatically starts playing a video of some guy talking about the game. Sorry, so when Indy,
I said 4 points.
No, just 2.5 points. Detroit are getting 2.5.
That's another good one, I think. If the right Indy shows up, I think Indy will win this game. I don't trust Detroit for shit. Not Detroit's offense is their high point, and Indy's defense is theirs. So then it's a matter of, can fucking Rivers throw the fucking ball straight? Do you trust Rivers against the shitty defense of Detroit?
I think Detroit are traditionally due a letdown after a win, like a close win, like emotional they got last week.
So you thinking Indy?
Yeah, I think Indy, but I'm not confident about it. I certainly won't be playing.
Next is the 1-5 Minnesota Vikings going against the Green Bay Fudge Packers at 5-1. This should be a nice, good old-fashioned, no lube, butt fucking. I would say Green Bay is favored by 10.5.
No, we're only favored by 6.5.
Cash in, everybody. 6.5. Tell me they're not going to beat Minnesota by fucking a touchdown.
I feel like you're going to jinx it.
Well, then let me keep saying it. Guaranteed. Fuck. In Green Bay? No. No. Maybe in Minnesota, I say, well, they're rivals. When they're home, and they have, but this is in the past, they have. Nah. No. They're not hanging within a touchdown. It's almost like we shouldn't comment on our own teams because it's kind of hard to fucking take your head and your heart away. Although, I think I'm very even Steven when it comes to the Bears. I know my team, even though I thought they'd win last week, but a lot of people did.
Yeah, we should win. I mean, I don't know what Minnesota are even. I don't even know what Minnesota are playing for now this season. I mean, what did they
to
have?
Spoil. Like, they have 1-5. Versus 5-1.
There's no way this should be close. Even if they like, obviously, yeah, to spoil, but like that's just their incentive to play. Even if they had a better record or they had more incentive, and they're just not good enough, are they? Like, I mean, to lose that game after getting your season back on track and, you know, trying to make some sort of run of it, you lose to Atlanta at home. Like, you get battered.
Yeah, it was right away. It's like, what the fuck? I still can't believe that one. I think I had Minnesota on that one.
There are actually weirdly similarities between the way Atlanta play and Green Bay in terms of what their assets are, in terms of being able to put up point. Obviously, we have a slightly better defense, and we have better coaching, and we're able to see games out. I mean, they are key elements, but stylistically, when you look at, you know, if you're making a video game, for example, and you'd be like, oh, this team are 65 on offense or 65 on defense, or both teams would be in their 90s on offense. You would think.
Yeah.
So they couldn't handle that offense. They absolutely got tonked. They also lost at home to us. There is no reason other than the fact that I don't like to take us, and I don't like to be too confident about us. I mean, last week I had us written down as the lock, and you easily talked me out of it because I didn't want to be on Green Bay as a lock, and it didn't take much to talk me out of it. But in this instance, I don't think you could talk me out of this. That there's no reason why Minnesota are even in this game.
Except for that they know each other very, very well.
And what good has that done them, like, previously? They've lost all of the last three.
Three in a row have they lost to them? To the Green Bay? So they did beat them last year, though.
No, they didn't.
Well, you said the last three. So they played. So they swept them last year and then lost this year once. Okay. You sure about that?
Not now.
Okay.
I'm sure we did. Hold on.
Usually it's a split. I don't know. But how many games did Green Bay lose last year? Not many, right? What, three? Three or four?
Yeah. We lost three.
Who did they fucking lose to?
Let's have a look.
They lost to San Francisco. That was the only game I know they lost to.
Do we lose that in the regular season?
Yeah. Well? Remember, and you were like, oh, now they're going to get them. And I was like, they lost by 1,000. What do you mean now they're going to? They're going to the Super Bowl.
All right, we lost to the Eagles at home.
Oh, yeah, then we were trash. Remember that? Fuck.
Oh, that was the guys on Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. We won away to the Chiefs last year.
Yeah, but no Mahomes. And barely won.
And then we lost that game to the 49ers.
Yeah.
We beat the Vikings twice.
Okay.
So I was right. I'm trying to find that other loss, though. Does anybody know where it is? 49ers, Eagles. Can't see it. Was there another loss?
Didn't only lose two. They would have had home field.
That's true, but it's not. Hold on. Let me just go through this. Raiders, Chiefs, we beat. Chargers on the road. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Fucking at that shit stadium. It was like, what the fuck? Yeah, they lost to like trash teams. Fucking bizarre. Except for the 49ers. It was the only team that was like a good team that they lost to. Okay, so, all right, we're taking Green Bay on that one. The Jets, 0-7, going against the 6-1 Kansas City Chiefs. This has to be three fucking touchdowns. What's the biggest spread of all time? I'd like to know that. Because I would say this is 20.5. So they got to win by three touchdowns to win the fucking spread.
What game are you talking about now?
Jesus. The Jets and the Chiefs.
But you keep moving on without asking me for a pick.
Well, I said we're both on Green Bay. You said it's impossible for me to fucking knock you off Green Bay. What are you talking about? Okay, officially, who are you taking, Green Bay or Minnesota?
Green Bay.
Okay.
This game is a joke. You'll never guess the spread on this game.
Did you hear what I said? You hear that whole spiel? No. I said 20.5. And I asked what the record was for the most. I say they didn't win by three touchdowns to beat the spread.
It's only 19.5.
Only?
I didn't think you'd be anywhere. Well, I didn't
really?
Think you'd be anywhere near. I didn't think you'd be anywhere near it. No.
I mean, Jesus Christ, that's. I'd be scared to take that many, though. Because they're going to sit people down after they get up. I think they might sit people down in the middle of the third and, you know, win by 14 or 17.
I think it'd be more about how the Jets fucking score. Because
that's
the,
true.
Unless they're gonna run the ball, then.
I think it's gonna be let's just bleed the fucking clock afterwards for, you know, like Kansas City's gonna get up by three, and then they're just gonna run, you know, three touchdowns, and then they're gonna run. Do you really think they're gonna win by more than three touchdowns?
Yeah, I do. I think they will.
See, I wouldn't want to really touch this game. I might just for fun. I'm not going to go crazy and put money, like crazy money or anything, but I might just for fun. When it's that, that's a lot, man. That is fucking a lot. God, I think I did that with Illinois and Wisconsin last weekend. I think it was 20 point, 18 point, something like that. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll take Illinois. I think they lost by 30. I'm like, you fucking assholes. All right, so officially we're taking Kansas City?
Yeah. Well, are you taking Kansas City?
Fuck. Well, I think I will, but I'm not going to bet a ton on this game. I will do it for more of a fun factor than anything else. So I'm not looking to lose a lot of money on that one for sure.
No, I don't think it's a lock or anything.
No, not that much. That's way too much. Like I said, I mean, talk about backdoor covering on this. I think half the team is going to be taken out and the Jets will be playing the second string team. That's what I think is going to happen. I think at like the third quarter, all the stars are gone for Kansas City. So you might almost want the under in whatever the stats are because I don't think Mahomes will stay in the game. And they'll get Le'Veon Bell the ball to get some legs under him. they'll take out their Eclair and use him instead.
Yeah. It doesn't sit like think of score lines this could be like that wouldn't surprise you at all. Like if it was
35-7, right?
Yeah, I was thinking 31-10 or you know, 42-14. Like none of these are ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's really not ridiculous. You also get worried. Do Kansas City go in like not even caring and going, oh, well, this is easy, and then like wake up and go, oh yeah, they are professional. And
I've never seen anybody laying three touchdowns. This is the closest I've ever seen it.
Really?
In all the years I've been doing it, I think this may be the biggest number I've never seen.
Only college.
Yeah, in college. Yeah,
college has weird. Yeah, 60 fucking points. It's like, what the fuck? You go, oh, okay. You're going to give me fucking 50? Sure. Okay. Moving.
Most of the time where you get that, where Alabama and Clemson are like covering like 40 plus.
Yeah.
They actually fucking cover it all the time. Alabama are worse than some of the other teams. Like where LSU are covering all these big spreads last year. Alabama do sit half of the team out and end up like taking their quarterback off. And they do it really early as well. So they're pretty bad at it. But the other teams, usually when you see these big spreads for Clemson and LSU last year or Georgia or whatever, they do actually tend to cover them.
Okay, let us move on to the Rams, who are 5-2, going into Miami, who is 3-3. And, you know, I cannot believe they sat down Fitzmagic, who's having a good season, and they're in contention to go to the playoffs. And they say, okay, we're going to play the rookie. What the fuck? I'm thinking Dallas should trade for him. Fitzmagic. Why not? Better option than what the fuck they have right now. They have a third stringer. So I would say the Rams are going to win this game. And I think the Rams are probably favored by 5.5. A weird number, but
it's just it's 3.5.
That's
now.
It. Three and a half.
And most people on this app are picking Miami.
Really?
Yeah, actually.
Really? You don't think the Rams are gonna fucking, how the fuck is Tua gonna fucking go again? He can see Aaron Donald for his first game coming at him? Oh, I think they're gonna put up dial up fucking blitzes that'll fuck him up and confuse him and be like all over him. Oh, this might be one of my fucking locks actually to go to. This might be a secondary. Just saying. So you're going with Miami in this?
Yeah, I mean, they're at home. They're on a bye week. This was 4 and now it's 3.5, which means that like it's obviously starting to move. I'm gonna get it at 3.5 before it's 3.
Shit. I'm gonna let it keep on going down then if they're doing that. Fuck. Free points from me. Free going down. Alright. Pittsburgh 6-0. Going into Baltimore, who is 5-1. I think Baltimore wins this game. And I think Baltimore's probably favored, too, because they're home. And they're probably only favored like 1.5.
Baltimore-Pittsburgh is... No, it's not 1.5. It's 3.5, I think. It's now 4, actually.
4? Baltimore is fucking 4 points.
Home though.
Yeah. That's... So I can see it be a field goal game, you know? Oh, fuck.
This game used to always be a field goal game for years.
Yeah.
I remember it was always low scoring as well, which I'm not sure this one will be.
defense on both sides. Fuck. I think Jackson's going to run around. I mean, that's always going to be the fucking case. And I think that throws people fucked up shit. You know what? I might say with points, Pittsburgh, but Baltimore to win. Or this is going to be a push. It'll be 4 points.
It's scary when it's like so few points because he's okay saying like Kansas City are going to win, but the Jets are going to cover.
Yep.
that's how you like it.
I'm confident Baltimore's winning the game, but I really don't like that it's 4 points. If it was the 1.5 thing, like I said, I would still be scared because I'm thinking they're going to win by fucking one. But 4? That's fucking a lot, dude. You see a lot of games lose by 4. So I'm like, I keep thinking like it's going to be that push. I don't think I'll touch it in real life, though. When we're betting, I'm not going to bet on this game.
I don't know what to do with it because I ended up taking Pittsburgh as one of the plays that I started to fall in like love with towards the Sunday because we do this on Wednesday, and then you know we really only start to think about it come the weekend, especially when you know what your bankroll situation is. So I look at how the soccer has done over the weekend and see how much NFL I want to do. Like if I've done well in soccer, I'll play a lot more NFL. If I haven't, it'll be like fucking 5 or 6 things that I really have thought out properly. This week we did well in the soccer, so we ended up blasting out fucking 15 picks from the NFL and landing 12 of them. So this was a really ideal week. This week running through these games doesn't look like that. This is one of the games that I don't want to pick. And the thing is that there's always an expectancy where you see games on the board that are high profile that you need to have some kind of involvement in it. And over the years, I have stopped taking that bait where there's a lot of Sunday night football I sat out. I sat out these two shit teams on Monday as well this week.
Dick.
I didn't want anything to do with that. But yeah,
You didn't take the under? That was the easy one. Always take the under with them.
If I'd played it, I would have played 2 plays as well, and it would have ended up splitting anyway. So it made absolutely no difference because I would have taken the under
and
I would have taken at the points with the Bears because it got it was between 6.5 and 7 in some places. I would have paid the extra money to get 7, would have lost anyway. So it didn't mean shit. I'll take the points for the Steelers on this one, but I don't. I'll take the Ravens on this one because I think that the Steelers will lose, and I think they'll realize. I think this will be one of the game where they realize that they're losing and end up losing bad and end up taking Roethlisberger off, like who won't play the fourth quarter because they were losing by 17 or something. But it was that kind of game.
Okay, the Chargers, who are 2-4, going into Denver. Who are 2-4. Chargers are very up and down. They seem better than 2-4. Denver, I just don't like Denver at all. I think the Chargers are favored by 2.
The Chargers are favored by 3.
This is going to be, they're going to win by 3.
I'm never going to use this website again. It's so fucking confusing.
Just go to ESPN.
I'm looking for the Chargers here. It's just fucking, is it LAC?
Yeah.
I was looking. And then, but Denver's written as Denver, so.
I could see this end up exactly on 3. I'd take San Diego if I got to take one. Or LA, whatever they are.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers here. I don't think Denver are good either. They do have all that altitude advantage and everything.
Is it snowing?
That's the thing, we don't know. Last week I was asking my guys if what the weather was like in Kansas City and will they be affected by the snow, and ended up winning easily. So I don't know what the weather is. Again, it's not one of the games I want to play this week. There isn't those, like, you know, 8 to 10 games that I want to be involved in when you're looking at winners and totals, and you know, you end up, the bets end up mounting up where you like liking a lot of stuff. That's not the case. This is a very, very short list.
San Francisco, who's 4-3, going into Seattle, who's 5-1. Worst thing that could have happened to San Francisco was that Seattle won, or Seattle lost last week. So, and now they got to go into Seattle. I would say Seattle's going to win this game. There's still a lot of injuries, of course, for San Francisco. Everyone keeps getting fucking injured. Their fucking running back's fucking hurt. Their wide receiver, it's a fucking wreck. So I would say Seattle. And I would say Seattle's favored by, I'll go 6.5.
3 points.
Only three. That's a good one to take, I think, too. I mean, San Francisco makes you think they're back because of what they did last week, and it was all their second string guys. You got to remember, everyone's out. And so you go, well, is New England just terrible? And what they did to the Rams the week before, you go, well, what the fuck is this? I think it ends when they play an elite team like Seattle is.
Are they an elite team, though?
Seattle? I think so.
Because elite teams don't lose a 10-point lead with 2 minutes to go and end up losing the game.
Well, they don't have an elite defense, but they're one of the top teams for sure, especially when they're at fake home.
This is the game that's going to be on. No, it's not on Sunday Night Football. Mm-mm. Oh my God, the Sunday Night Football game is fucking trash.
I can't believe they are not swapping it out yet.
Well, it's a fucking big decider for the East, so...
It is. You win this, you're in first.
You know, I honestly feel that, like, both the Easts on both sides are fucking garbage, because I don't think Buffalo are good, but they're going to win the East, and they're not good.
Fucking Miami could fucking win the East.
Miami could win the East, I guess, but...
They're only one game out.
It makes you wonder why they've changed quarterback, though.
That's why. It makes no fucking sense at all. Why would they do that? That's why I'm like, they're fucking crazy. That's why I was like, all right, well, Tua's playing. I'm taking the fucking Rams for sure. So you taking Seattle over San Francisco?
Oh, yeah. Because I already, before this show started, which is probably why I've kind of like skipped over a few games or been disinterested. He's very much was on Buffalo, Green Bay, Seattle, and the next game we're going to cover as well. Okay. Like those four were, I'd already piqued my interest through the week when I had a little glance at this before. So
next game is New Orleans, who is 4-2, going into Chicago, that is 5-2.
Sorry, I didn't know that was going to be next, because that's not next on my list. But the game I'm interested in is Sunday Night Football. But okay, yeah, let's cover this one.
I would say, boy, I really don't think New Orleans is some great shakes, and they still don't have their fucking receiver yet. But God knows Chicago's offense is fucking, oh my God, it is so fucking bad, that offense. But the defense is very fucking good. However, if you are on the field constantly, eventually you say, I'm fucking tired. I can't stop it. I would say New Orleans is favored. And I would say they're favored by, God, 4?
Yeah.
Ooh, got that. I don't know. See, don't take my advice. I think I'm fair when it comes to my team, because usually I'm on the downside. I always think they're bad, or I always think they'll fucking lose. But I think they'll actually win this game. Because then they got some real fucking monsters after this. They have like Tennessee, They have Green Bay. I think Green Bay going to put is going to be I think that's going to be a fucking brutal fucking game because hell, I like we said before, they could win 10-3 because they're just not going to score at any fucking point. So they kind of their back's against the wall and they were really butt fucked in the last game and embarrassed practically. They scored fucking 3 points on offense. So I think they got something to really fucking prove. Being at home, I think, helps that they're not in New Orleans and that they're outside. I think that helps them. So I'll take Chicago and take that 4 points for sure.
No, I'll take New Orleans. I don't think they'll be able to put up enough points to stop...
Breeze.
Not Breeze. Kamara is what I'm thinking about. Okay. Yeah. I don't think they'll be able to stop him. Okay. I think that's the best offensive player that you play in terms of like with the carries and the receiving yards and just everything that he can do. I think Breeze was fine. He was finding his receivers last week, so I think that this is a bad game to not take them. I mean, I know they ended up only winning by a field goal against the Panthers, and you guys have beaten the Panthers, so by that logic, it should be a good spot to take Chicago, but I don't know. Something doesn't feel right about this 5-2.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It does feel like it's going to level out. So I'm going to take... This is another one where I'm just taking the team I think are going to win because most of the team that wins covers the spread. This could be one, though, where the spread doesn't get covered and there's a field goal at the end of the game kind of thing. But... you're going to have to keep up with them in terms of scoring points. Like, Chicago are going to need to score 20 points to cover this game,
I think. Yeah, that's what's scary. I go, fuck, they can't score 20 fucking points. They can't fucking run if their life depended on it either, because their offensive line is the fucking worst. It is the fucking worst. They were even talking about putting Mitch in last week because he could run, and because that's how bad that fucking line is. It's hike and then fucking go run away. So it is what it is. Let's go into Sunday night. What Billy wanted to talk about. Dallas, who is 2-5, going into Philly, who is 2-4-1. And third string quarterback at this point for Dallas as well. I would say Philly is favored here, and I think Philly is probably favored by 7.5.
3.5 points.
Really? That's a fucking good one, man. 3.5.
Yeah, that's why I picked it out.
Yeah. Knowing that's going to be one of yours, I'll stay away, but Jesus Christ, that's a really good one. I will be taking that, too.
One of mine. It's not gonna, okay. I mean, Wick, you can lock up the same thing as me. I don't know. Going to be my lock. I know I'm between that and the Bills and the Packers and shit. What was the other one that came up a second ago? Seattle.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, this is the kind of week where you look at those and you think I have to go 3-4, right? Because half of those can't cover. So you think, do I need to pick out 8-10 plays this week, or do I actually put more on those four games? Because how do you lose? Like, even I'd be just, if two teams, if you only get 2-4, you don't lose any. You end up like, you're even, right?
Yeah.
But you're probably disappointed and confused about how you're even with how either one of, how two teams from Minnesota, New England, Dallas, and the 49ers, how two of them actually covered. You're confused as hell.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking that as you were saying it, too. I was like, you know what? I might bet just a couple of these games, like, do big. And then the other ones, like, just throw, you know, a couple bucks on the fucking other ones. Like, who cares? But go big with a couple of these fucking things. Monday night, Tampa Bay, 5-2, going into the Giants, who are 1-6. I think they're approaching territory of Kansas City and the Jets. I would say this is 13 and a half for Tampa.
10 and a half.
Yeah, I think I would take Tampa.
New York do cover a lot of spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I didn't have this one earmarked. Brady doesn't do well against New York.
Was against Eli. He's not good. I think he's going to go in there and go, look, I beat New York. It's like, well, it's not with Eli.
Yeah, I don't know if he wins by 10.5 points, though.
Really? You think they would only win this by, like, fucking... I guess by 10. Backdoor bullshit. Be up by 17, and they score a touchdown because they let him go?
How many games this year have the Giants not been in?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I'm going to have a look now. I think you'll be surprised.
Hmm.
Okay, the last 2 weeks, they won by 1 point and lost by 1 point. They lost to the Cowboys by 3.
Yeah.
They lost to the Rams by 8, but I believe they covered. They got destroyed by the 49ers. They lost to the Bears at home, but they covered. Mm-hmm. They lost to the Steelers on the road by 10. I'm not sure if they covered that or not. I think they did. Did they? I'm not sure. Did they cover it, the Steelers, by 10? Were the Steelers more than 10-point favorites against the Giants?
What week was that?
Week 1.
Shit, I don't know if I wrote our thing down on week 1.
Oh, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. This is English. They're listing it the wrong way. The Giants were at home. And no, they didn't cover at home. The Steelers covered. The Steelers won by 10.
And it was 9.5.
Yeah, the Bears were at home, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so they covered against the Bears. They're better on the road because at home they've lost to the 49ers and the Giants and didn't cover either. But on the road, they covered against the Bears. They covered against the Rams. They covered against the Cowboys. They won the home game against Washington, and they lost away to the Eagles, but covered again. So they're covering all these road spots. At home, they've only covered 1 out of 3 so far. They're 1-2, so there's not really enough data to go on. I don't know. There's no difference between home and away when there's no crowd.
Yeah, that's why I'm always laughing, because that's why I say fake home. It's not really...
Yeah, there's no real difference.
I don't know. They're comfortable. They're in their own beds. They don't have to travel. I don't know how much that affects you when you step on the field. You know? You're there already. It's not like, oh, where's my bed?
Yeah, I'm looking at this 49ers game and wondering if this could be a little bit like that, where they just got completely destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. This is a difficult one. I'm just going to leave it, because the Giants have been in most of their games. So, okay.
So now... Yeah.
Tamper as if I have to.
Okay. So now we are going to our locks. I will go with my first lock being Green Bay, and it's only 6.5 points. I think they butt fuck Minnesota. And my second one, I am going to do the Rams over Miami, only doing 3.5 points.
Okay. I'm surprised you took that one, because that wasn't one of the ones we just listed.
Yeah, I know. It's... I mean, I know I love the fucking Philly-Dallas one, too, of course, but... I'll go with Balls of Steel with that Miami one. I like to, even though they're not underdogs, but like you're saying, people are starting to take Miami, where I'm like, they're out of their fucking minds.
Okay, I wanted to take Green Bay as well, mm-hmm. We can change it up. There's loads to take. I don't know how the Cowboys stay in this game. I don't know how the Cowboys stay within 3.5 points of the Eagles. I just couldn't understand why it was that. I guess it's because Eagles haven't been good either.
You almost want to put the money on it now because you're afraid that line's going to change. Like, I think I might do it as soon as we're done, because how the fuck does that stay at 3.5? That's crazy. They got a quarterback who's never played before.
Oh, is that what? Oh, yeah, because
Dalton's fucked up, yeah.
But that's the thing is the problem with the Eagles is that they do play down to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be the lock to take that 3.5, and then probably we will leave Green Bay out of it completely. Okay. Because you've already got it because there's plenty to choose from. The next one would be either Buffalo mm-hmm. or Seattle, and not because New England are good, but just because I'm not sure if Buffalo are. I'll go with Seattle.
That's funny, because I would have went the opposite. I'm a little more afraid of San Francisco.
If you're saying there's no stars there at all,
not really. Russell, I mean, sure they have some, but yeah, their whole fucking secondary was out. Like their third string was their fucking number one corner last week.
In order for them to not cover three, they would have to lose back-to-back games, and they would lose back-to-back divisional games as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't see it. I'm more worried here about them winning by one or two. I'm not worried about them losing this game. Seattle win this game on Sunday mm-hmm. because it's a bounce back. It's another divisional game. It's back-to-back. They lose back-to-back weeks against Arizona and the 49ers. They might not even be fucking winning the West.
Yeah.
From being talked about as the number one seed, they're going to be struggling to be the number one seed in their division, the number one team out of their division, because the Rams are just quietly creeping along with their easier schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would then be tied on the same, I believe they'd be on the same losses as the Cardinals. What are the Cardinals? Are they 4-2 or 5?
Yeah, they lost 2.
Yeah. 49ers have only lost 3 now.
Yeah, so they're 4-3.
This will tighten it all up. So they need this. They need this win this week. So I'm going to go for the Eagles in Seattle. But I agree with the Packers being in there as well as the number one. So people will probably get all of these as plays. I'm not sure about the Rams. Yeah, I'm worried about the Tua situation. I don't think it's necessary. But they obviously planned this out before the start of the season. They drafted him in, and there must have been a part of Fitzpatrick that knew that when this bye week came along, because look, it's deliberately been done on the bye week. There's mm-hmm. no rhyme or reason for it. It's not like it was done when they were like 0-4 or 0-5 or whatever. Yeah. Like they're doing well, but they've already done it. It seems like a premeditated decision that they were always going to do.
Yeah.
They just didn't tell anybody. But then what happens if you're 17-0 down and he can't move the ball?
No shit. And then it's like, do they really put magic in there? Oh, my God. You imagine? That would destroy the other. He'd be like, oh, man, that's bad. So it's almost like sink or swim. You're doing the whole game.
Yours is a good one if it's a play against him. I don't think the Rams are very good, though. You know what? The thing is that going into last week, there's two teams already at this stage of the season, even though we're like nearly halfway through the regular season, you still don't really understand the Bears or the Rams. And then they play each other and you come out at game and you still don't really understand either one of them. Like, the Rams could lose this game and nobody would be like, it would never be the shock of the week. If Tua comes in and he throws like fucking 250 yards and...
Well, that's the only thing that would be a shock, that a rookie fucking was like, it's Tua's first time in and he was fucking fantastic. You know, holy fuck. Look at this. First game ever against their defense. That's the fucking shocker.
But look at Herbert, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's because Tua was the whole hype thing and he was going to be number one. And then he got hurt.
No, he was He wasn't going to be number one, was he?
Yeah. He was supposed to be number one all fucking the year before. It was like, he's going to be, it was tank for Tua. And it was whoever gets the number one pick is going to get him. And then it was, oh, he fucking dislocates his hip and all that shit. And they're like, well, fuck that. So now who it's went, like, oh, his debut, you know?
Who went number one in the end? Cincinnati.
Oh, no, it was, I believe it was the Redskins' defensive end, Chase Young.
No, it was the quarterback at Cincinnati, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, duh, Burrow. Yeah, and then Burrow, I think it was him.
And Burrow's playing, Burrow's playing well as well.
Yeah, Burrow's playing great on, like, a horrific team, which, hell, fucking Miami had three first-round picks. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's like playing a video game. Get three fucking guys? Change your team around real quick.
So you don't think Tua is as good as those two?
I don't think Tua is as good as at least Burrow. I mean, you know, you're doing apples and oranges when it comes to a guy on defense, guy on offense, because they were going to do that with the 49ers and Arizona. It was who was going to go first, Bosa or Murray. And that's what it came down to. And they said, fuck it, we want Murray. Otherwise, it was going to be Bosa going there. And I'm surprised they didn't take Bosa because they had just drafted Rosen the year before. So I was like, well, fuck, give the guy a chance. You got a quarterback the year before, but you see what Murray could do. He changes shit. So, you know, smart move.
By the way, did you see how my totals did last week? You know what I said? I might lock a total up and I didn't end up being it.
No, I don't think so.
It was the under on the Eagles and the Giants that ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
It was the over on the Seattle game, which ended up winning.
Yeah.
I know I was under on the Patriots. Did that end up winning?
Under on Patriots. I had them. Fucking, what did I have? The under on the Patriots. Yes, that won because I got that one too.
And then I don't remember what the other over was because it was two overs.
It was Detroit.
Yeah, that one didn't win.
No.
I don't think.
That was the one I lost for the over-unders.
So I went 3-1 with those, didn't I?
Yeah. Because I had Seattle, the over, San Francisco, the over, or the under, and then I had the Bears under, and then I had Detroit over, which Detroit lost the over.
Yeah, sometimes when you get plays like that, Bears under.
Take it every time.
You should put a bit more on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's any I can sort of give out this week or not.
What's the Bears over under?
The Bears over under is, I think it's 43.5. But I think that might go over.
Hmm.
It's a really low total for a New Orleans game. And seeing as the Bears are going to need...
Yeah, they need it.
Score, they need to score 20 to keep up. 49 Jets Chiefs, quite high. The Jets aren't going to score any points towards it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one's a good one. The Giants and Tampa Bay under 46.
Really?
Do you not think?
You're right though. When it's like you go, oh, this team's going to get killed, but that's one sided. Yeah, you know. It's like, yeah, it'll be all Tampa points, and then you'll get 7 from fucking Giants.
In that case, you're almost better off taking the spread. Yeah.
What is Montgomery rushing yards for the Bears over under? It's got to be well under 100. And if it's not,
I won't have a prop on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably get it to you like on Friday or something.
One of the fans of the show, he took like all the overs. He took, like, Foles over fucking, you know, 300 yards. Robinson over 100-something, 150. And Montgomery over 100 rushing. And I'm like, I go, you're going to lose every one of those fucking bets. And I don't think he came even fucking close to any of those. I was like, are you out of your mind? So, he's a degenerate gambler, a buttered English muffin. He's an Englishman over there. He used to have a big problem. And we got him back into gambling. He goes, I don't know shit about football, but I listen to Billy and Calf. But he's doing his small bets. He's doing little $5 here, $5 there. I go, yeah, that's like saying just have a little line. You'll be fine. Here, take a puff of this one time.
I think Tennessee are 6-0 to the over. I think they are anyway. I'm not sure. I need to look that up. I'm doing it off the top of my head, but I know that they're definitely plus side on the over. Mm-hmm. Their total against Cincinnati this week is 53.
Mm.
I think that would be the one. I think that I would pick out, but I don't like totals this week that much.
Okay.
Otherwise, last week I picked out loads of totals because they look nice, but this is not really here this week. Maybe if you think Tua might tank, the 46 for the Rams Miami game is quite high.
Yeah, that is pretty high. I don't like that at all. So yeah, I might be that under on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. 46. But that's it. That's really got. I mean, I'm just stretching it out now. Atlanta and Carolina is 51.5 on Thursday. That seems too low.
Is how much?
51.5.
Hmm. Yeah, it does seem low, but I don't know. I thought that Detroit and Arizona and Atlanta would go well over too. I was shocked that it didn't. All right. Well, there we go. There is our Pick'em show this week. Subscribe to Billy's betting. Go ahead, Billy. How do we get there?
Yeah, so if you want my official picks on the weekend, then head over to lockbetting.com. Still unbeaten on Sundays, but 5-2 so far in the NFL season in terms of 5 winning weeks out of 7. 12-1-3 last week. So yeah, head over to lockbetting.com to get all of the picks. You'll also get the soccer picks. We've just obliterated this Champions League for the last 2 weeks. Had a winning days all last week. The locks are 5-0. Went 7-3 yesterday. 6-1 today. All of the one unit plays hit. So yeah, I mean, it's a really good. Actually, we missed one unit play, but the overall was 6-1. With the locks are always one unit, and they're 5-0 so far since the season started. So yeah, there's no better time to sign up. But I'm going to be honest with you: if you do sign up, wait until Sunday morning because that's the start of a new month. If you sign up on the 31st of October, they'll bill you for October, and then they'll bill you the next day for November as well. So as we're doing this on Wednesday, there is going to be no, you'll miss the soccer picks for the weekend on Saturday, yes. But you can probably, you know, just get the podcast pack on Saturday for $10 and get the podcast that you need and try and like just bet on my leans. And then get yourself the main package on November the 1st, which is actually my birthday as well. So it'd be good to see a whole load of new subscriptions and I can spend your money on strippers and hood. Which actually isn't an option because they're all like closed. So so yeah, I'll just be
jerking investing. Off.
Yeah, I'm doing way too much fucking investing at the moment because there's nothing to do.
It's jerking just, off with the money on his dick.
Oh, you know what? I've just seen advertised on TV. I've never seen it before. It's the first advert I've ever seen for it.
Really? For the Oculus $299? Yeah, I'm telling you, man. And the thing is, I went to go see the Oculus 2 at the store, and they can't give you a demonstration. They won't let you wear it. I'm like, what the fuck? So but trust me.
What does it do again? Well, I'm supposed to watch films on this.
You can. There is many sports on there. WWE's on there. You could watch that. That is something else. You're in the fucking ring. It's wild.
Wait, do they set the programming for you, or can you watch anything bad?
No, you can't watch anything. It's shit that they've had the camera set for. So last year's Survivor Series is on there. That's how I watched Survivor Series. It was good, and they cut it down, so it was like it's a very quick, digestible whole Survivor Series. I was able to watch it very quickly. NBA has games every week live you could watch. And that's sitting on the court. That's sitting under the basket, over the basket, courtside. It's fucking crazy. But then the video games are is what it's for. And I mean, me and you could play each other, Billy, from internet. We could play racquetball and do different shit. We could play golf, whatever, and boxing on there. Talk about a good workout. But it's some wild shit. Playing Star Wars on there, you are in the room. People are don't realize when they play it, when they're doing lightsaber training and those little pods are up in the air that shoot things at you and you kind of got to deflect them, they whiz past you and people go, oh, okay, it passed me by. And I go, you're in a room. Turn around.
It has its own game. Oh,
fuck yeah. Yeah, I play football in that game. I'm the quarterback. It's wild. You draw the plays and you got to fucking, it's real, it's difficult.
Wait, do you have to buy the games?
Yes. $10. Some are up there. Some are in the 50 or whatever, or $40, because they're like hardcore games where, you know, you're doing that ops bullshit and all that kind of stuff.
So it's his own, it's its whole own thing.
Like, yes.
It's placed in his Xbox and in his Oculus.
Yeah.
It's his whole own thing. Why? So it's not very well publicized, is it?
No, it's by Facebook too. I tried to tell them, I told the people who were demonstrating it to try to get word to like the people that run it. I said, your commercials do zero justice, because when you put this thing on, it is startling. When I was telling the girlfriend, I said, I'm telling you, you're going to fucking love this when you see it. And she don't care about a video game. She goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. I go, I am telling you. She put this thing on for 2 minutes and said, I have to fucking have one. It's fucking beyond. You are in a fucking... There is a couple things where you're flying and like, you know, like Superman, you're flying around. You'll completely get sick. It's unreal. You'll fall off a building. You'll freak the fuck out. It's wild.
Did I have porn on there yet?
You can go on. You could watch porn on a 100-inch screen. That's pretty much. Because you can watch Netflix on there and it's like you're in a theater. It's a big giant screen.
So you've got the goggles on, but it would make you think you're in a 100-inch screen.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything on Netflix?
Yeah.
So wait, with this headset, you just get one, right? So
yes.
If you want two people to watch it, you need to have two headsets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. However, someone could see what you're looking at by linking it on your phone. So they could kind of see what you're doing, but, you know, that's about it.
Okay, so you can't watch a film together.
No. Only if you have both. If you have two headsets, then you can go in the theater together.
Todd, probably need to get two of these.
Yeah, and they're expensive, but
no, they're just $299. I just saw.
Well, yeah, that's the less memory, all that kind of shit. Otherwise, you do $399. But it's
but that might be $399 though, because that's £299.
Okay. Yeah, because they have one for that's like 300 here and 400, and you want the extra memory or whatever. But it's and the new one has it's faster. It has the better graphics. The old one has multiple screens, even though you can't tell you're looking at multiple. This one has supposedly one, but they don't let you try it. So, but they say this one scans your body better. Sometimes you don't need the controllers in your hands. It scans your body. So it sees your hands, and you could pick shit on the screen by using your hands. So, like, the lightsaber thing comes on, and I tell people, okay, here, and like, Darth Vader comes and talks to you, and the motherfucker's towering over you, or especially me, and there'll be a screen in front of you, and I go, you gotta click which one you want. It's look like you're kind of looking at an iPad, and I said, you gotta click something, and they don't know how, and I said, no, you have to know that you're in another fucking world. Use your hand and reach out in front of you and click something. And you move your finger. You will see your finger on the fucking goggles. And you push forward and you will feel the vibrating. And you will touch something. And you'll go through all that shit. You grab the lightsaber. You turn it on. It's buzzing in your hand. It's fucking... It's something. I'm telling you. Well worth it. Well worth it.
I'm going to get this. I'm going to report back to you.
Yeah, please do. I was dying for you to just even go to the store to do back in the day and do a trial, because they let you try it at our Best Buy over here. And
My PS5 is coming soon. So what I can do is I can leave that as the and pass that on as a Christmas present, and I can open my Oculus to keep me going, because I'll buy it for my own birthday present.
Yeah, and you know, because the PS doesn't have any fucking, like, new game. I'm like, well, there's no games that I want that are on it right now, you know? Because I only do the sports ones, so I don't know. I mean, I'll get it if it's available, but I can't even get it here. But that's the thing with the Oculus. I want to see the difference, because I'm like, well, should I buy a new one? I already fucking have one. I don't know the big difference, which is driving me fucking crazy. But this one, it says this one scans your entire body. Before it was kind of like your upper body, but now it's supposed to be doing your whole body. So if they got to come out with a couple accessories, I think, that would make it really good, like guns and shit like that, because you're using your hand fucking holders for guns, which is good for just a trigger. But if you want to hold like a fucking shotgun, I think they should have a fucking shotgun you could hold, you know?
Hmm.
But yeah, it's something, especially when you're playing when you do the Star Wars one, you'll freak out. It's fucking wild. And then I'll tell you one, it's called the Plank, and that's the one that fucks you up pretty good when you're on top of a building trying to walk on a fucking plank and you look down. No. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up. There was a couple things I've seen where people would have somebody walk, and they tell you, here's the measurements of the plank if you really want to get fucked up, and put it on the floor, and then you're walking and you're feeling the edge of the plank as you're walking, and then the guy comes and just pushes the girl and she falls on the floor screaming. But yeah, you fall off the building, you fall and you get sick when you're flying around. It's something. So, we could always play against each other some games, too, because there's always by the computer. You know, it goes over internet.
All right, I'm going to get this. I'm going to let you know.
Okay. All right. Follow me. My shit is all at Lingus Mafia.
Wait, are we still on the show?
Yes, this has all been the show. I'm selling for Oculus now. It's a new show. Find me at Lingus Mafia. Go win some money this weekend, boys. For Billy Body, I'm Cab Manning. We'll see you next time.